It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, we talk about the 32nd annual King Mango Strut. Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our Miami-Dade Arts Calendar features Deborah Margol. Now, our film critic Dan Hudak of Hudak on Hollywood Incorporated runs down his top 10 films for 2013.
It was a year that didn't start well and had a decidedly disappointing summer, low-lighted by the mind-numbing blur that was the last 30 minutes of Man of Steel. And yet, 2013 ended up being an overall pretty darn good year at the movies, thanks in large part to films that pushed barriers, dared to be different, and wowed us at times when we expected anything but. This list of the top 10 films of 2013 is notably back-heavy, meaning there are only a select few from the first half of the year. But those that did linger in the mind continue to resonate with a palpable impact that leaves no doubt of the power and conviction. Movies are by nature an escapist entertainment, but that doesn't mean we don't want them to feel honest. One of the best things about my number 10 film of the year, Ron Howard's Rush, was the bitter hatred that fueled Formula One drivers Niki Lauda and James Hunt during their 1976 season. Highlighted by an Oscar-worthy performance from Daniel Brühl as Lauda and a strong turn from Thor himself, Chris Hemsworth, as Hunt, Rush never sugarcoats the fact that these two guys want to beat one another more than they want to win for themselves. In this scene, their rivalry begins after a close race.
It was my line. I had that corner.
What do you mean, the one that you spun out of and finished facing the other way? I think that corner had you.
That move was called a suicide. What if I hadn't braked? We'd have crashed.
Well, no, but we didn't, did we? Thanks to your impeccable survival instincts.
What's your name?
It's very simple. Hunt. It rhymes with a word that happened to describe you perfectly.
Who is that?
I have no idea. He looks like a rat, doesn't he?
They start as enemies and remain enemies throughout. Credit to Howard and writer Peter Morgan for never subjecting them to a hokey Hollywood friendship. Rush is still in select theaters now and will be available on home video January 28th. My number 9 film of 2013, Fruitvale Station, is a quiet drama that quickly came and went over the summer but deserves to find an audience. Based on the true story of Oscar Grant, the film follows Oscar during the last day of his life in Oakland on New Year's Eve in 2008. After multiple arrests, Oscar vows to be a better father, son, and boyfriend, and although there are signs he hasn't completely shaken the past, there is reason to be optimistic for his future. That is, until a late-night altercation with Bay Area police officers finds him unjustly killed. It is a sad story, very well acted by Michael B. Jordan as Oscar, and I dare say it's a relevant and socially important story as well. Fruitvale Station will be available on home video January 14th. Disney Animation, the makers of Tangled and Wreck-It Ralph, not to be confused with Pixar, has done it again with Frozen, a gorgeously animated musical loosely inspired by Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen. It's a simple story of innocent sister Anna chasing her cursed sister Elsa into the mountains after Elsa freezes their kingdom in ice. The songs, highlighted by Idina Menzel's rousing rendition of Elsa's Let It Go, are all showstoppers, and the story is also funny and sweet in all the right ways. Frozen is in theaters now. Coming-of-age stories tend to conclude with a teenager figuring out who he or she is and finishing the film with a bright, satisfying smile. Spring Breakers has those elements, but it also dares to suggest that sometimes finding oneself leads to answers that society won't like. Add to this various teenage debaucheries, graphic nudity, and an Oscar-worthy James Franco as a rapper gangster, and you have the most daring and audacious film of the year. Spring Breakers is now available on home video. It is virtually impossible to describe my number 6 film of 2013, Spike Jonze's Her, without it sounding silly or hokey. Here goes. The picture stars Joaquin Phoenix as a loner named Theodore in a futuristic Los Angeles. Computer operating systems have evolved to the point that they're able to develop personalities of their own. Theodore purchases one of these systems, voiced by Scarlett Johansson, and gradually falls in love with the voice on his computer and smartphone. And the thing is, it never feels silly or hokey. Quite the opposite, in fact, and it's so well written and acted that it prompts us to legitimately wonder what the future holds in terms of relationships. Heck, it even had me wondering what qualifies as a real relationship and if a physical presence is needed for someone to be truly special to you. One of the smartest and most thoughtful films you'll see, Her is in limited release now and expands nationwide January 10th. Some movies win you over with their warmth, their love of the characters, and the tender way they come alive before our very eyes. The Spectacular Now is one of those movies. Only rarely, and I do mean rarely, do teen coming-of-age love story dramas feel this authentic, genuine, and true. Shailene Woodley's Amy is pretty but doesn't know it, a high school outcast with a bright future. Miles Teller's Sutton is the popular guy who everyone likes, but his life is headed nowhere. In this scene, Sutton is surprised by Amy's lack of social experience.
What about, ex-boyfriends? Say, we need an ex-boyfriend in there.
No, I don't have
Who's, like, an ex-boyfriend that just, like, really pissed you off, that you just, that just, like, you hated? And if they're just, like...
I don't have an ex-boyfriend.
What?
Yeah.
You don't have a single... You're 17 years old. You don't have an ex-boyfriend?
No.
Really?
Sutter, guys don't look at me like that.
That's shocking. Yeah, absolutely, guys look at you like
no,
that.
No, no, no.
I just saw two guys looking at you like that. Eric Wolf and Cody Dennis were 100% hitting on you.
No, we were just talking. They were 100%. Not hitting on me. No, no, no. There's absolutely
yes,
no way.
Why don't you think they were hitting on you?
Because I'm just... They weren't.
Because you're what? Amy, you're absolutely beautiful.
Oh my God, no.
After that kiss, they soon start dating, but as you may expect, reality hits and yields some surprising and not-so-surprising revelations. Any movie that so faithfully and earnestly recalls the angst of teenage emotion is a must-see for me, and this film did it better than any in recent memory. The Spectacular Now is available on home video January 14th. It is stunning how director J.J. Abrams is taking the original Star Trek canon and incorporating it into his new vision for the franchise, and yet at the same time is making it all undeniably his own. Yes, it was ridiculous to try to keep the identity of the villain a secret for so long, but the anticipation for the film itself was well worth the wait, as this was easily the best film of the summer. J.J. Abrams, I salute you. Star Trek Into Darkness is now available on home video. My number three film of 2013 is also set in outer space, though Gravity is notably different in just about every other way. Gravity may lack a deep emotional story, but it is the most technically ambitious and stunningly gorgeous film I have seen in a long, long time. Listen to this clip of George Clooney and Sandra Bullock's characters, astronauts floating adrift in space, as they're about to crash into a satellite. Forget the dialogue and focus on the sound effects and musical score, as both do a great job of heightening the tension.
Steady. Aim. Fire.
Break! You have to break!
Can't. Can's empty. I'm gonna hit hard. Grab a hold of anything you can.
Add to this the stunning visuals, and it's no wonder director Alfonso Cuarón is one of the leading contenders for the Best Director Oscar. If you haven't seen Gravity yet, I encourage you to see it in 3D on the biggest screen possible. Your eyes will thank you for it. Gravity is in theaters now. You know those movies that give you a rush of adrenaline when they're over, that are so much fun that you want more of everything it had to offer? American Hustle is one of those movies. Starring Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Bradley Cooper, and Jennifer Lawrence as con artists and the FBI agent and crazy wife who could blow everything to smithereens, this is a perfectly written, acted, and directed period piece of the late 70s that oozes style and charisma. It's funny, suspenseful, and charming, the type of story that movie lovers crave and don't get nearly enough of. American Hustle is in theaters now and is an absolute must-see. And now for the best movie of the year, 12 Years a Slave, which is also probably the most important film released in 2013. Slavery in the United States has never before been this exposed, this downright sickening in terms of the harsh brutality that many African Americans needlessly endured. The story follows a free northerner named Solomon Northup as he's kidnapped and sold into slavery. The plantation owners he works for, played by Benedict Cumberbatch and Michael Fassbender, are equal parts gutless and cruel. Director Steve McQueen gets great performances out of every member of his cast, highlighted by Chiwetel Ejiofor in the lead, and the end result is a film that will leave you infuriated at the injustice that once was commonplace in the country we now call home. Powerful, riveting, and wonderfully acted, 12 Years a Slave is a leading Best Picture Oscar contender and is in theaters now. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak, is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.